9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Happy New Year and drop the shit. Alright, welcome to This Week in Pro Wrestling. It is January 2nd, 8:26 a.m., 2013, and I'm once again late to the joke, just like the Christmas episode, but oh well, still works. I don't know what you want from me, but god damn it, gotta turn this air conditioner off. Maybe now I can actually hear myself think. Anyway, I've got a big show this week. I've got, what am I doing? I don't know. Actually, the show's over. Goodbye. Shit, lost my train of thought. Anyway, I've got the year... Whoa, shit. Everything's scaring the fuck out of me today. I am a paranoid little boy. Once again. Anyway, I've got the year in review. I've got wrestling news. And there's also... some other shit. Oh yeah, there was a Raw I have to recap. But anyway, the year in review is coming at the end of the show, in case you were wondering. Because the format of the show goes like this. Wrestling news, Raw recap, and then whatever the fuck I want to do at the end. And this week it's the year in review. Because if you haven't looked at the title yet, it's Feces and Mae Young. A year in review. Because you should always look at the title. Because I put a lot of hard work into that thing. No, I don't. No, not at all. Anyway, what else is there? There's other shit. There is a lot of shit. A lot of shit to get into. And if you didn't see Raw, then I guess you don't get this shit. But of course, as always, the generic ass shit I have to shit. That I have to get through in order to start this show. You can always contact me, leave an email for the show concerning anything. It could be wrestling, it could be something I mentioned on the show, it could be an interest of yours that you wanted to discuss that you thought maybe would pertain to the show, whatever it may be. Have your thoughts heard on the show, wrestlingtroll@gmail.com. That's wrestlingtroll@gmail.com. I also have a Twitter, which I don't have an official one for this show yet, but stop asking me. I know I'm 20 episodes in and I still don't have one, but it's at WWE The Comic if you want to just see my ramblings throughout the week, which I'm actually forcing myself to now because I don't use Twitter unless it's for Monday Night Raw or to advertise, which nobody likes, but... did manage to get a lot of followers this week, so thank you, and keep it up. No, seriously, fucking keep it up, or I'm closing the Twitter and canceling this show. Got it. Anyway, there's also my... you can listen to the show two ways, wrestlingtroll.podomatic.com, where you can get the show instantly as it uploads, or you can... head on over to iTunes. That's The Wrestling Troll on iTunes. If you want to subscribe there. Also, if you use iTunes, please leave me a rating. I've only gotten 2 over there, and I know people listen to me because I'm consistently in like the top 80 or so for professional or for wrestling or something. I don't know. Over on iTunes, but for professional, I'm on Podomatic, I'm consistently in like the top 40 or so. Whenever I upload an episode, it's about the top 20, maybe. Anyway, thank you, audience. Thank you, audience. That's what I have to say, but please leave me a review, and I will actually read it on the show. unless you're fucking terrible and suck, then I'm not going to do anything for you, because I don't reward the stupid. Unlike America, I don't. Okay? Anyway, what else? Is there anything else? I don't know. Check the description for this episode if I missed anything, because I'm stupid, and maybe you aren't, so you can figure it out. Anyway, I've got some news to get into here before this episode goes 40 hours. News! Maybe I'll just keep that as a thing. Just maybe. Well, kind of like doing that, instead of making my own intros. Yeah. Professionalism at its greatest here on The Wrestling Troll. I forgot. I actually record live from my mother's basement. Not live for you, because I don't want to. But yeah, live. Okay. Anyway. Monday Night Raw's Christmas theme episode featuring John Cena versus Alberto Del Rio in a Miracle on 34th Street and a Santa Claus injury angle drew a 2.2 cable rating, which marks the show's lowest rating of 2012 and in over 15 years. The last episode to draw a figure that low was the September 8th, 1997 show, which featured Triple H versus Savio Vega versus The Patriot in the main event. What? You mean a 3-hour show in which the well-being of Santa was a mystery didn't receive a 15.0 Nielsen rating? In all honesty, though, Monday Night Raw is terrible. So, what a fucking surprise. People don't watch. And as much as they keep promising us that it's going to change, it's not. Nothing has changed at all. In fact, I think it's actually gotten worse in the last couple of weeks since the whole Vince McMahon is trying to make the product edgier news came up. But anyway, Monday Night Raw is terrible, and thank you, fans, for responding to this terrible product by not watching. What a surprise. Maybe this will finally get their attention, and they'll do something about it, instead of empty promises, and just like my father did to me all those years ago. Oh, I love you, son. I'll come see you anytime. And he never showed up. That asshole. I'm kidding. Anyway. No, I'm not. Former WWE star Chris Jericho and current WWE star Seth Rollins had the following exchange on Twitter. Seth Rollins, hashtag justice lives in our hearts and we will not be held down another second. Believe in righteousness. Believe in hope. Chris Jericho at WWE Rollins. What the hell are you talking about, Junior? Hashtag flash in the pan. Rollins at I am Jericho, not just talking, but actualizing, changing the game that left you in the dust, senior. Hashtag believe in the shield. Hashtag justice lives. Jericho at WWE Rollins. Learn how to cut a decent promo first. Then come back and see me, Henry. Rollins, I am Jericho. Oh, I'm the wannabe rock star now. I thought you had the role on lock, Mongoose. Mick catchphrase. Jericho at WWE Rollins. Wannabe rock star. Debatable. Actual 3-time world champion. Undeniable. Wannabe NWO. At the Shield WWE. Aww. That's right, they are. Except they're not a wannabe NWO. They're a wannabe aces and eights at this point. Because it's going nowhere. But anyway, it must be beginning once again in January 13, and a familiar force shall arrive and under-deliver. Anyway, some more news, taking it to the man, that is WWE. One of our correspondents at Saturday night's WWE Raw tapings from Washington, D.C., noted that the arena staff members confiscated a large "End the PG Era" sign. Yeah, fuck this company. I'm buying a ticket to Raw. That'll show 'em. No, that's not gonna work. You already bought a ticket to the show, so it's not really hurting them in the end, other than that some asshole brought a sign criticizing the product that he paid to see. Yeah. logic lacking, clearly, yes. Anyway, the Wrestling Observer has retracted a recent, recent report claiming that WWE was in talks with at least one investment company to partner with for the WWE Network. The last public comments made by WWE concerning the network is that they intend to make a subscription-based service available on all platforms. And at this point, a TNA network is more likely to happen than WWE's. It's not going to happen. WWE will go out of business before this TNA, or before the network even begins. It's been coming for the last year. It's 2013, and we still don't have one. Don't get your hopes up, but it's not coming. Sorry, but it's yet again another slow news week. Maybe somebody will die soon. Anyway, I've got my second segment of the night to get into, 11 minutes into the show. So I think we're going to go maybe an hour here, and then I can cut myself and pass out in my own feces. Mae Young. Anyway. Recap. With the final episode of the year, what could WWE possibly have planned? How will the creative team further the convoluted mess that is AJ and Cena versus Ziggler and AJ and Big E Langston feud? Yeah, that made sense, right? Will motive finally be revealed, or will they dump a giant pile of shit over the whole thing? No, they definitely won't do that one. And with the Rumble scheduled in a matter of weeks, about a month, whatever, how will CM Punk enter his feud with The Rock? What will be the motive? What intense, crazy moments are in store for us tonight? Surprise! It's a bunch of shit. Literally. I'm not joking. At all. Just get ready for it. Prepare yourselves. Prepare your assholes. For this. She just reminded me, I also have a YouTube. YouTube.com/WrestlingTrollCast. Eventually, I will get something on there. So, don't be afraid to subscribe. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opens with Michael Cole explaining that the show is airing in Washington, D.C. this week. And speaking of shit, politicians. Miz steps onto the stage, and Michael Cole says that he can't think of a better way to kick off the new year. Oh, trust me, Cole. I can think of plenty of things. Miz tells the fans that all the titles are on the line tonight, and each champion will decide their opponent for the night. Miz brings out his guest, a man he hated and fought at Mania, and who is an expert at losing the title, John Cena. While Cena walks out onto the stage, Jerry says that Cena is the man responsible for must-see TV. That would explain the rapidly declining ratings. Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes interrupt the abomination that is this segment, or that the segment was becoming, and Sandow quotes a poet with the line going something along the lines of, "This is how the world is ending, and now there's a helicopter going over the house." That's great. That's fucking great. Anyway, this is how the world is ending, and no. That's how the world's ending, then why am I watching Monday Night Raw? Just leave, helicopter. Just leave. It's the NWO copter! Alex Jones's crazy prediction of the week. Anyway, what am I doing? I'm 14 minutes into the show and I'm making fucking noises. Anyway, listeners, I'm sorry. As soon as I get distracted, I lose it. Okay? Anyway, Cena seizes the opportunity to make lame jokes at the expense of Sandow and Rhodes' mustache. Sandow says that Miz and Cena went from main eventing Mania to drowning in the shadow of Rhodes Scholars. That's close, but that's actually false. Miz is drowning in the shadow that is creative and his terrible face turn, while Cena's just fucking terrible. Despite the clear lack of black men in this segment, Cena still goes to his black voice to challenge Rhodes Scholars to the match. Which, in case if you didn't know, John Cena uses his black voice whenever he's talking to black people. Every time. If you're black, find John Cena, start talking to him, and suddenly his voice changes. Oh, you know me. You want an autograph? Here's your autograph, man. C-Nation. Instead of, you know, normal Cena, he's, oh, I have to appeal to the Negro. Let me put on my black voice. Hurrah. That was stupid. Just like this whole show. Anyway, Cena tags with The Miz, the same man he humiliated and beat the shit out of for several months. Suddenly, all is forgotten, and the two are now friends for whatever reason. Jerry brilliantly explains their decision to band together by emphasizing that the two men don't exactly have to get along to make a great team, citing himself and Cole as proof. That's implying that Cole and Lawler are even remotely listenable together. Sandow nearly knocks over The Miz and shouts, "You're welcome!" Now if only he could do the same thing to Creative. Great show. Miz tries to make the hot tag, but Sandow grabs him by the ankle and begins pulling The Miz closer to himself. This is the same kind of maneuver you'd see Jerry pull at a Chuck E. Cheese. And then, LOL, Cena wins. Never saw that one coming. Backstage, the wrestlers are celebrating the new year and, you know, on Saturday when the show is taped. David Otunga is talking to Vicky, telling her that 2013 is going to be a great year for David Otunga. Yeah! This time he'll get 2 solid minutes of background character time. 2013, the year of Otunga. If there were ever a time to quit watching Raw, now would be perfect. Then a bunch of assholes start setting off fireworks outside while I'm watching this show, interrupting me from watching Raw. Oh god. I actually wrote that down, too. I could have been out there having fun, but instead I was inside watching Raw. I clearly have my priorities straight. They're celebrating the new year, and I'm celebrating my virginity. And fuck you, dog. Why do you always have to come out here when I'm recording the podcast? I want in, I want out, I want in, I want out. I'm a stupid fucking ginger whore. Fuck you! Arguments with the dog on Wrestling Troll. I just let her back into the rest of the house, and then once she realizes no one else is around, she'll want to come back out here in 10 minutes. But anyway, fuck that whore. I'm gonna ignore her this time. I can do it. Punk confronts Vicky backstage, and he says that he will be unable to compete tonight due to his injury. An injury many people are saying is fake. Kayfabe broken! I just did that. Vicky sets up a match between the White, Big E Langston, and The Shield, a faction I didn't even know was still on television. Damian Sandow picks Sergeant Slaughter as his opponent. That's right, Sergeant Slaughter. I never saw his 4,862nd return coming. This guy always shows up for these special occasion Raws like it's an honor to see him. Yeah. Cole says that Sandow told them he once fought in the Swiss military but couldn't disclose his rank or location. It's almost like this is fake or something. Anyway, Slaughter's chin, much like Triple H's nose, enters the ring several minutes before he does. Sandow wins via the neutralizer, and Cole says that he just sent Slaughter over the fiscal cliff. Oh god. Economy puns. Sandow versus Collie, or something, is announced. I don't know. I was half paying attention because Sergeant Slaughter was on. So, he said something along the lines of, or Jerry Lawler said something along the lines of, Can Sandow
measure up to the talents of the Great Khali?
It shouldn't be too big of a feat. I think that's possible. And Hell No is backstage, fuming over the fact that they can't take on the Shield tonight. Meanwhile, the 3MB are having a weird orgy 5 feet away. Or whatever the hell it is they're doing. All I remember is I hear, while they're trying to record this backstage segment, and then the camera just tilts over to them, and they're all just standing there, shoulder to shoulder, like typical WWE fashion, because that's how people talk. Anyway, Big Show harasses Ricardo, shouting, "Como esta?" in a particularly racist manner, something I could only duplicate with the Hispanics at my job. Then Mae Young is paraded around backstage by all the female talent. Hooray! She's still alive! Kane and Daniel Bryan square off against the 3MB for the tag titles, but before that, it was actually announced that Mae Young was going to face Eve for the women's title that night. Anyway, Kane and Daniel Bryan fight the 3MB. Yeah, I did that. For the tag titles. Punk brings out a doctor to explain his injury. The expert shows a picture of an average knee with a conspiracy. Ah, conspiracy! The NWO lizard people. Tinfoil hats. Anyway, he shows a side-by-side comparison of a healthy bone and broken bone, which is Punk's or something. I don't know. I don't know about you, but when I broke my arm, my doctor showed me an x-ray of a healthy bone and then an x-ray of my broken arm. You see, that's what a medical professional studies for 8 years. They look at pictures of x-rays. Fuck WWE, and fuck this stupid fucking segment. Fuck. Then Vince himself returns to save the segment, which only the man himself would believe that he's bringing anything entertaining to the table. Then Vince announces that Punk will face Ryback in a TLC match next week. Punk retorts by saying that despite the rumors of his involvement with The Shield and Brad Maddox, he cannot compete. Speaking of those two, are we ever going to get payoff for those rumors? Nope.jpg. Heyman is disgusted by Vince McMahon's accusations, saying that Punk is a hero. Heyman is right. CM Punk is a hero. He once rescued my cat from a burning building. Hooray, CM Punk. Now, if I asked him to rescue my cat from a burning building, he'd turn around and hit the guy standing next to me in the face, and then walk away. Anyway, Vince McMahon then says that if Punk is unable to compete next week, Heyman will defend the WWE title against Ryback in a TLC match. Instant 40.9 rating. Put this one in the record books. Get ready. CM Punk's year-plus title reign is lost via Heyman jobbing to Goldberg 2.0. At this point in the show, I looked at the time and realized there were still 2 hours left. Yep. Anyway, the show returns from a commercial break, touting that they scored the number one in social media last Monday, beating Shrek the Halls and all other programs. What's that? WWE beat Christmas Eve reruns? Amazing! Hey, can we at least give them that with the current state of the ratings, they won't have much to brag about in a few more months when TNA surpasses their audience by attrition? Anyway, Sheamus and Ziggler wrestle. Ziggler takes a nasty bump in the middle of the ring, to which Jerry Lawler says,
Ziggler has really got to be hurting right now.
Yes, but do you know who's really hurting Jerry? The fans. Then the Shield interferes. A group that once stood for fighting injustice is now just inexplicably interrupting matches to beat up faces. I can't wait for Randy Orton to go into bearing mode. Nexus 2.0 on these guys. Wait, fuck that. Two of the guys in the Shield I would actually enjoy seeing have careers in this company. Reigns, he might as well be on the level of a Michael McGillicuddy in my book. On second thought, take that back. Nobody deserves to be Michael McGillicuddy, not even Michael McGillicuddy. Anyway, Randy Orton returns and buries them just as I said before, so I got what I wished for. Orton is back. Hooray! His 4,000th return. This guy is almost as consistent as Sergeant Slaughter. Anyway, there's one thing I'd like to say. I am getting sick. That's right, sick. Not literally, but I am getting really sick of WWE advertising their YouTube page every commercial break. It happened again, and the original program that they can find over there. When you hype it up as unlimited entertainment and can't even have a solid 10 minutes of entertainment on Raw, something is wrong. Anyway, Mae Young is backstage writhing in pain, much as I am watching this show. And the doctor examines her and says that she is unable to compete tonight. What a surprise. I thought the 90-year-old woman was going to wrestle. The doctor explains that she is yet again pregnant. And in case if you aren't yet a follower of my Twitter account, where you can gain my additional insights on the wrestling business, allow me to quote it by saying, I know where this is going, and I don't like it. Surprisingly, that wasn't the worst attempt at LOL WWE comedy of the night. Creative had saved the best for last. Stay tuned. Eve steps out to the ring and criticizes Mae Young for her flimsy excuse for getting out of the title match. Nope. I'm pretty sure the nursing home-bound woman wasn't going to wrestle tonight anyway. Then the most emotional backstage segment airs, featuring Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez. I laughed. I cried. I hit the fast-forward button. But mostly I rolled my eyes due to how stupid it was. Then the Grand Dragon of the KKK, George Big Show Zimmerman, enters the ring for his match against Ricardo. In case you don't get the joke, Big Show is a fucking racist. He's Vince McMahon's right-hand man and mocking minorities and spent half of the year beating up said minorities on television. And apparently, he's now moved on to slut-shaming Ricardo Rodriguez because, LOL, Mexicans are illegals and don't speak our language. Somewhere backstage, Vince McMahon is applying lube to his dick and slowly stroking away. Single tears shed as he finishes into a fistful of tissues. Then Ricardo fights back in this match, shocking King, who wonders,
Ah, where did Ricardo learn moves like that?
I don't know. Maybe from all those years he spent wrestling in Mexico? Anyway, Del Rio fights for the honor of Rodriguez, and his face turn and bromance with his announcer is finally established. From killing Santa to saving Ricardo Rodriguez, it's been a crazy 2 weeks for Del Rio. Then Kofi Kingston steps out to the ring to defend his IC title against Wade, and before Kofi loses. Damn it. I almost thought Raw was over at this point, then I realized it was only about 10 o'clock. Within the span of 30 minutes from the last segment, Mae Young went from learning of her pregnancy to going into labor. I didn't know I was pregnant, Mae Young edition. Wait a second. She's 90. She should have went through menopause, 40 years ago? Rendering her infertile. What the fuck? It's really that important. It's just another segment to add to that LOL WWE logic memoir I'm working on. Stay tuned. No, I'm not writing that. I have better things to do, like take notes on a Raw and record a podcast. Then WWE recaps the Santa segment from last week's episode, a moment that I would have rather forgotten, but fuck me, right? Oh well, nothing that hard liquor and drugs can't fix. Michael Cole then says, "What's going to happen tonight?" Shit. Literal shit. Stay tuned. Then Mae Young gives birth to Hornswoggle, what Vicky exclaimed as the New Year's baby. That's right, the New Year's baby that was born 2 days ago when this episode of Raw was taped. Jerry then says that he wishes the paramedics didn't save him a couple months ago. Lawler, I'd like to take time here and apologize. I'm sorry for everything terrible I've ever said about you. All is forgiven. Lawler has joined the wrestling troll team, at least for a few moments. Then Ziggler recaps the terrible year of the Cena Squire. Cena, acting his usual man-child self, since he doesn't really have a character, drops shit on AJ, Ziggler, and Sexual Chocolate, Big E, Long Dong. Yes, you heard that right. Cena drops shit on his opponents. John Cena complains that Ziggler and AJ are wasting everyone's time. That's a laugh, because I feel like every 3-hour Raw this year has wasted my time. Ziggler, well, actually every Raw this year, but except for maybe two, Ziggler brought up legitimate grievances with Cena's character and its lack of depth, and he replied by dumping shit on them and showing poorly photoshopped images. But don't worry, Cena is winning the title next year and ruining the 400 plus days of work creative put into the CM Punk title reign. Then WWE can once again return to its tired old formula that they've stuck to since 2006. That's right, Cena is once again on top in 2013, and he's burying everyone, Triple H style. In all honesty, though, aside from the lame jokes and dropping of the shit, Cena wasn't half bad in this segment. I hate to say it, but you did okay, John. Then again, they dumped shit on people. Again. As if it was a good idea 7 years ago. But hey, surprise! Another shitty taped Raw. This time, WWE literally brought shit to the arena. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was definitely something that was somewhat entertaining. For a company that prides itself as the entertainment spectacle, it sure can't deliver. And something-something outro, which leads into the very worst of 2012 for WWE. Da-da-da-da! This is the very worst of WWE 2012. I compiled a list of the very worst of this company. I know, it's a crazy, crazy idea. How could this company be terrible, right? Right, no, the crazy thing is how I'm going to find just one person for each category, or one thing for each category, that did make up my list of the very worst of 2012. Anyway, Got a few categories I'd like to get through here before this show ends. Shorter than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, let's get into this. And the worst female wrestler of the year. For this one, it wasn't too hard because most of the women on the roster are fucking terrible and can't wrestle. But then again, there's been some decent characters this year, and Eve, and she actually hasn't been too bad, and Caitlyn, after giving that blowjob to Roddy Piper, she's shown what she's capable of, and AJ, ignoring her unbearable parts, hasn't been too bad this year, and at least it's another piece of ass I can look at while I'm watching Raw. Yeah, feminazis are coming for me now. Hooray. Anyway, my pick for the worst female wrestler of the year is Rosa Mendez. Because nobody wants to fuck her or give her flowers. Just ask Hornswoggle.
Ooh, hey there.
Somebody's just watching me. Anyway, before I'm murdered, I should get through the rest of this. Rosa Mendez is awful. She's terrible, okay? You get the point. She can't really wrestle, and, yeah. The woman took a beating in and out of the ring, and she didn't sell either all too well. Worst tag team of the year. For this, WWE has actually been on the upswing of things as far as tag teams go. They're reviving the tag team. The tag teams for once this year and actually sticking to it. We've had a great year for tag teams for the first time since, oh, I don't know, what, like 2003 or something is the last time tag teams have been decent, but it's also not too hard to find some of the worst tag teams because they're still kind of just throwing people together, which is why the winners for worst tag team of the year are Santino and Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. I have no fucking clue why these two were a tag team. Woo. Two guys that I absolutely hate crammed into one tag team for no apparent reason. Perfect. Hooray. We have found our winners. Don't really need to explain this in depth, but because I'm sure everyone else would agree with me that they're a terrible tag team. Worst tag team of the year? Maybe not, but yeah, they are in my book. Worst feud. This is what I've been waiting for right here, because I've got a lot of shit to throw at this. Anyway, this year has been terrible as far as entertainment goes in WWE. The feuds have been awful and mostly comprised of people just returning whenever they run out of ideas, beating down John Cena, and then not giving an explanation for it because other people just interrupt before they can give the explanation, and then they never give the explanation because creative has no idea. But anyway, I think you know where I'm going with this. The worst feud of the year is John Cena versus John Laurinaitis. More people were buried and ruined in this angle than a year's worth of Triple H matches. Big Show, John Cena, whatever. Anyway, Brock Lesnar's star power was significantly damaged after such a climactic return. Big Show was heralded as unstoppable and went on to lose every single fucking pay-per-view match for 6 months straight. Hooray, it's John Cena and another authority figure feud where he just sends out other people to attack him. John Cena became even more detestable and difficult to watch, and the feud never really made sense, nor did it reach a conclusion. In summary, it was a giant pile of shit, much like Cena's current angle, only more drawn out and convoluted. This feud turned me off from wrestling for the better part of this year, and it deserves to be recognized by this podcast as the worst storyline moment of 2012. Most poorly handled talent. There's a lot of people over the years that they haven't handled all too well, and a lot of people that had potential were showing that potential, and WWE just floundered and or completely ignored them. There's a lot of people. I could name off a huge list of people that never got their shot, never had that moment to get over, and were never close, never quite close to being at the top. Which is why my pick for the most poorly handled talent of the year is Dolph Ziggler. What's that? The guy's beginning to get over with the fans without turning face. You say he's ready for the main event. We should get rid of his ties with Vicky. Ha! I've got the perfect idea. Let's saddle him with an equally annoying female talent and yet another love interest angle. WWE Star Creation 101. Ziggler, though, had all the potential in the world, and instead they continued to saddle him with tired old gimmicks and hinder his talents. The guy could easily be in the main event right now, but instead he's floundering in the mid-card weekly while jobbing to Cena on nearly every occasion. Worst male wrestler. There's been a lot of terrible wrestlers this past year that WWE has showcased. I can name several. David Otunga, Titus O'Neil. But there's none quite as terrible as this man. And some of you may know where I'm going with this. A lot of you probably don't, which is why my pick for worst wrestler, male wrestler of the year is The Great Khali. He's immobile, he can't talk, and even in his own language. And he's getting more television time than ever. Sounds like the average brilliant decision from creative. Although I described Cena as void of any entertainment value, that only pertains to his character. Like it or not, Cena has had some damn good matches this year, and a wrestler isn't solely defined as his speaking and acting ability. It also includes, believe it or not, wrestling ability. Khali, however, does not have a single one of those. In conclusion, though, 2012 was fucking terrible. I came up with these awards and the winners of the top, or off the top of my head, and I could have easily named several more nominations in each category. WWE showed a glimmer of hope every few months or so, only to ruin it with John Cena or some half-assed creative decision. In the past week, I took the liberty of watching the Attitude Era, an era I completely missed out on. Literally everything in that era was over, aside from D'Lo Brown, and I enjoyed every match and segment I saw. I cannot even remotely say the same for the current product, as I struggle to find something entertaining in the weekly installments of Raw. And I find it hard to understand how fans who experienced the 90s firsthand could continue to watch this garbage. It may be professional wrestling, but there is no excuse for the garbage that I subject myself to on a weekly basis. Perhaps I say it far too much on the show, but professional wrestling is honestly the worst form of entertainment there is. Monday Night Raw has only delivered twice this entire year, and it doesn't appear to be stepping up in quality anytime soon. With the constant promises of an edgier product, all I see is a constant reminder of everything I hate about this product. A show that was once edgy and innovative has lowered itself to lowbrow, clumsy angles, and ineffective, broken characters. WWE will never be as great as it was for those 3 to 4 years it was the ratings giant. At this point, the company will be lucky to claim that they sold out at WrestleMania 40. When the last of yesterday's stars are unable to compete, WWE will finally meet its end. They have been unable to create a single star since John Cena, and not a single moment from this year, aside from the Lesnar return, has been memorable. In summary, the company that once delivered in every segment is absolutely incapable of creating a single compelling moment or engaging the fans. It is my sole wish that WWE dies within the next year or something has drastically changed, as I see no hope for the company's future. And on that note, fuck the company, and fuck me for putting myself through this week in and week out. That was the very worst of WWE 2012. Thank you. Congratulations, WWE. You have the worst wrestling product on television. Maybe. I'm sure there's worse out there, but... The music is drowning out my reasoning here. So, anyway, I think it's time to end this show much earlier than I thought it was. I thought it would actually go an hour today, but I guess not. And people are up, so I've got to go and cut myself. Hooray. Anyway, as always, you can contact the show, have your opinions, thoughts, whatever heard, right here.
Right here. Right now. Right here, right now.
Anyway, you can email the show at wrestlingtroll@gmail.com. What else can you do? You can also head on over to Twitter. Follow me on the Twitskeet. And what else is there? No. Anyway, if you don't want your thoughts or opinions heard on the show and you just want me to reply to it on my own time, just leave me some, just say, please don't read on show or whatever, leave something in the subject line or somewhere in the email. What else is there? I have a YouTube channel, which I think I'm going to update today. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be updating my YouTube channel today. I'll probably just add in the worst of WWE awards as my first official video. But anyway, you can go over to Wrestling Troll Cast over there, right over there on the old YouTubes, and subscribe. You can probably see bonus content eventually. Maybe I will just add in some random wrestling news for the week or something. Anyway, I've got another YouTube account that I'm not going to tell you about, and it's getting very popular. So thank you, subscribers over there that will never hear this show because these two will never be connected ever.
Ever, getting back together.
I just referenced that song. Hooray. What else is there? You can also listen to this show on iTunes. That's right, the old iTunes. That place. But yeah. Fuck Apple. I'd like to say that. There's actually one more thing I have to say. My iPhone is completely shattered. It's kind of unusable at this point. And my upgrade doesn't expire. I'm not available for an upgrade for another month. Hooray. But this iPhone has been nothing but trouble for the past 4 months. So I am no longer supporting Apple by February. Whenever. I'm moving over to Android.
Hooray!
So anyway, fuck you, Apple. Fuck you, Steve Jobs' dead corpse. And fuck everybody. Anyway, you can listen to the show two ways. WrestlingTroll.podomatic.com. You can get the RSS feed over there. And you can get the episodes instantly as they are uploaded. Or if you don't want to do that, you can subscribe on iTunes. And if you have an iDevice, it'll still download immediately when these episodes are available. Because that's the way it works. If you have iOS 5 or 6 or whatever the fuck they're on right now, I don't even fucking know anymore. All I know is they ruined it. Implying that it was even good in the first place, like WWE. There's also, yeah, iTunes, The Wrestling Troll, leave me your reviews, and I might read them on the show. Maybe. Unless you are fucking terrible. Then I won't. No, I'm kidding. I don't judge the fans. I judge everyone else that's not associated with this show. So don't worry. I won't make fun of you. It really helps out with the rankings And it helps me get up there so more people hear me. Not that I'm dissatisfied with my current standings. I'm fine with it, but I'd like to get out to more people. You can also donate to me on PayPal, which helps fund the show. It doesn't go to anything else. I'm not putting this money in my pocket. But if you go to WrestlingTroll.Podomatic.com, click that PayPal button, donate whatever amount you want to, or you don't have to. I'm not begging for money, but it helps support the show. If you want to hear more, please feel free to donate, because the show's getting expensive, and I might have to upgrade soon unless you want to lose episodes, because I'm going to have to start deleting them, and I will be the only one with access to them at this point. So if you want the entire backlog to The Wrestling Troll, donate. Donate to me. I also have an Amazon wish list because I am a whore, and when I ask for things, I will tell you directly that I want them. But anyway, if you check the description for this, there's a link to my Amazon wish list where you can get, or where you can buy me things, but if you don't want to, just ignore it, okay? But on that note, that's it for this week's Wrestling Troll. I will see you here next week, unless I shoot myself in the head. Snowpocalypse 2012 is finally over, and is now transitioning into Snowpocalypse 2013, as more snow is on the way. But still everyone I know and love is alive, so it's not really working out all too well for me. Anyway, wrestling from 2012 to 2013, I made it to the new year. Hooray! Let's see how much longer I can keep this show running. But until then, I'll see you next week. Alright. Outro music begins right now. Thank you.